Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knox. I'm Perry Bell. On today's program, I speak with Meredith Clark, Knoxville Community Service Officer, about Knoxville City ordinances.
Meredith, can you tell us about your job title and what you do for the city of Knoxville?
Yep. So my job title is Community Service Officer, and I work here at the Knoxville Police Department. My job has a lot of different duties. I work in records for the police department and answering the phones, assisting people when they walk in. If the officers, you know, need something pulled from a case or something, then I'll help with that. Out and about in the community, we you know, inspect properties, making sure they're free of debris, yards are being kept up, sidewalks are being shoveled in the wintertime, just checking for city code violations, essentially.
Okay, so it sounds like a pretty heavy job. Did you tell me this is your second year on the job?
Yep, this is my second year doing this.
And it's pretty interesting, I bet, isn't it?
It's very interesting. No 2 days are the same, so it keeps it interesting, and the days go by pretty fast.
And part of the job is, didn't you say you deal with city sidewalks as far as wintertime snow removal, and what are some of the other details?
Yep. So in the wintertime, we just, you know, make sure that the sidewalks are safe for people that need to walk to get where they're going, especially, you know, around the schools, for the kids that are walking to school. And then just kind of seasonal things throughout the year, the yards. And then I also take on, you know, the bigger issues if we have dangerous buildings that possibly need to be taken down or addressed. And then we also took on this year the commercial building inspections, which went into effect in January of this year.
With the Knoxville Nationals coming up, does that add to what you want people in the community to do to make the community look nice?
Yeah, I mean, I think Nationals, you know, everybody's just super busy, and the police department's no exception, because we do a lot of golf cart permits here and out at the track, and it's just a really busy time. Right now, especially leading up to Nationals, we like to make sure the community's really showing off, you know, the pride that we have in our town. So yeah, while we're getting ready, you know, to welcome visitors to the community, we like to remind residents and business owners a few ways that they can keep Knoxville looking great. So a lot of those things are, you know, keeping grass and weeds trimmed, which adds a lot of curb appeal, especially to our downtown district. And then keeping the yards, you know, free of refuse and debris, which also promotes, you know, health and safety in a neighborhood and improves its vitality.
Now I know you help promote the police department through being to the back to school bash. What can you tell me your purpose of being out there? There's a couple of you out there.
Yep. So the reserves volunteered. Our school resource officer, Kyle Keller, you know, that's normally something he would do, and he was going to be on vacation. So I said, you know, a couple of us reserves would, you know, fill in just so the department was represented out there. And so that was really fun. Handing out stickers and pencils and playing games with the kids. And it's nice for kids to have a positive image, you know, of the police officers and just building that relationship with the community.
It's part of it so they feel comfortable dealing with the police department as well for the youth.
Yeah, I think it's really important, you know, to have a relationship of trust and them knowing, you know, the police are here to help, and it's a positive thing.
Now, I think you mentioned something to me about I'm not sure if it's the police department or the reserves have a raffle coming up for Nationals. Can you talk a little bit about the big raffle?
Yeah, so the reserves are having a raffle this year at the Nationals. I think it's the first time we've ever done this. The raffle, we're calling it the Back the Blue Raffle. The proceeds from this raffle will go to help the reserves, you know, pay for uniforms, tuition fees that go towards certification of officers, duty belts, you know, equipment needed for duty belts, training, because even after you're certified, you know, there's a lot of a lot of training that officers, you know, it's really important for them to be able to go to keep up on their skills. So the proceeds from this raffle will help tremendously with that. We had asked, you know, businesses in the community for donations, and we're completely overwhelmed with the response that we got. The support was just tremendous. We have a lot of really great things to put into the raffle this year. Thank you. Thanks to the community.
And you're a reserve officer yourself, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And how long have you been a reserve officer?
I came on last year, 2021, and then I completed my training earlier this year.
You mentioned something about, in addition to the yards, that part of your job details with health and some other matters?
Yeah, just overall, you know, health, safety, welfare of Knoxville. So anything that kind of falls into those categories falls under, you know, community service officer. So things come up and, you know, you're not exactly sure whose department it is. And so you work with a lot of different people. We work, you know, with Chief Wyman a lot, Nathan Parch, planning and zoning. We work with wastewater, you know, the rec center with the parks and recreation. So a lot of people get involved into the community service realm of things.
Thanks to Meredith Clark for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section of knakrls.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.